Laughter Day. And welcome to Baba G, the caveman. My spiritual seed of comedy and King Radio, the official broadcast for King.com. My name is Baba G, and I'm a spiritual advisor and King, and your host for today's program, the Baba G's Laughter Factory Show. And Dr. Uma also here as my co-host, and says hello to everyone. And if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute offer, and many other offers that Keen comes up for new advisors. And so you just take advantage of them. And good laughter. Remember, laugh more. So, everybody, welcome to also call me on Keen. And, for in-depth detail reading. And remember to laugh more. Baba G's Laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Baba G's Laughter Factory. It will spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy, a caveman can do it. Already. And thank you for joining my Sunday airtime. I am honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Share freely and totally. No fear when Baba G is here. I kick your crutches. And I'm going to have Dr. Uma just give a few incentives that she wants to share with you.
Hi, everybody, and happy June. This is the month of Father's Day, and you know, this is the time to honor fathers. And Babaji, being the biggest spiritual father, we want to honor him as well. Okay, so Babaji is what you consider a true spiritual father. And it's one of the most refreshing and empowering relationships a person can have. So when you recognize a father's heart and receiving what they have to deposit can produce great rewards that carry into generations to follow. So the blessings that spiritual fathers can bring to those who walk in one spiritual path is enormous. So let's just first say that a true spiritual father does not attempt to be a biological father. They're like two different things. A spiritual father does not overstep the role of the natural father. In fact, if a natural father is present, spiritual fathers work hand in hand in the development of, you know, of their children, respecting the role of the biological father. The smartest biological fathers welcome spiritual fathers to add value to their own fathering. Now, if a biological father gets insecure in the spiritual father's work, he either needs to step it up or deal with the insecurity that robs his children from being mentored by quality people. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah. So when you have a spiritual father, you provide a safe environment of love and an empowering dynamic with those that are around the spiritual father. So you feel safe around them, and because love is in their highest value. In that atmosphere of love, there is an empowerment that takes place because you're loved as you are. Therefore, you feel empowered to grow and break through limitation. And that's one of the things. We'll talk more about that next week. Thank you for listening.
All right. So we're going to take some callers in order to receive. Hello, hello. You are on air. Go ahead.
Hey, Baba G. Hi, Baba G. How are you?
Hello, darling. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Brooklyn. How are you today?
All right, Brooklyn. Yes, Lisa, love. Yes, go ahead. I'm doing very good, happy, and dandy. And go ahead and ask me your questions through that. Happy.
Cool. Okay. All right, so there's going to be my job. I work full time. Okay, so they're going to be downsizing on the hours from 37
yes.
hours. Well, if you work 5 days a week, keep it this way, they're only going to be offering 4 days a week. So my question is, should I start looking for a part-time job, or what should I start doing?
Yes, you must look for a part-time job, because what they're saying to you is the truth. And
okay.
I believe it has something to do with insurance.
Oh.
You can find out for yourself, but they don't want you to know, but you'll find out. And that has something to do with that. That's why they're minimizing the number of hours from, did you say 37 to 32 or something like that, 35 to 32. So that's why that there is a bracket. They're just being clever, not sincere and honest with the workers. And so I believe that there is some devious activity going on there, and they don't get enough matter of insurance for their, you know, employees. So then they just get away with it by not cutting the hours of their employee, so that they don't have to give you guys, you know, complete insurance or stuff like that. It's too expensive for them. So start finding part-time job, and you shall be happy. That's the way it goes.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. But it's actually a blessing in disguise, because, you know, you would be happier elsewhere, and this is just another, you know, a stepping stone into, you know, higher, better jobs, and you learn more things here. You can't really grow. That's what my vision is. Thank you so much, Lisa, love. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you. You're most welcome. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Thank you. Goodbye. Good night. All right. So, hello, hello. Yes. Hello, hello. You're on air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Baba Ji.
Yes.
It's Barbara.
Yes, hi. Hello, Barbara. How are you? Go ahead.
I'm wonderful.
Actually,
how are you doing, Baba Ji?
I'm doing fine. Very good. Barbara from Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Say hi to Dr. Uma for me, too. So my question is,
hello.
I finished the interview process at that company, and they were supposed to get back to me, and I haven't heard anything. Has anything changed?
No. You will hear soon, in this month of, June, and be patient. If they don't respond within 10 days from now, then you just, you know, send them an email, and that's all. Don't call them or nothing. Just send them an email,
okay,
or is there any update, like that, politely, and you will be amply rewarded, okay? And don't worry.
Okay.
Everything's going to be all right. It's just a new place. And there are other candidates, and so they're interviewing a lot of people. And actually, it's a good thing. Yeah. Give them some time.
Yep.
It's spring, and it's going to be summer, and lots of activity going on in their company, as I see, and everything going to be just fine and dandy. Your patience is highly appreciated by them. And everything's going to be all right. Yeah, no worries, no worries. Okay? And thank you so much
all
for
right,
coming
Baba Ji.
Back.
Thank you.
Thank you. As always, we're happy to have you. Thank you so much. You have a great evening, and happy Father's Day to your father. And
happy Father's Day to you.
All right. Be positive and be happy. And give a little, always more than you take.
I try.
Thank you.
I try.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Next person in line. Hello, hello. You are on air.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Yeah,
hello. Hello. Hi.
Yeah, your name, please.
My name is Rosemary.
All right. And where are you from, please? Where are you calling from?
Virginia. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yes. Virginia. Yes. Very, very nice. All the Virginia girls are must be virgin. All right, Virginia, it is. Go ahead. Yes. Go ahead, ask your question, please. Thank you.
I have a question about my boyfriend. He is...
Yes.
He is in the Navy, okay? Navy,
yes.
And he
uh-huh.
was deployed. I am worried about him. I want to know... Is he going to be okay? Will he come back? Will we get married? I mean, he left. He never told me anything. Could you please help?
Yes. He actually will come back, but it would be within exactly like 3 months. Within 3 months from now. And... He's just gotten
so
busy and yeah, different projects have come up, but they have given him the tentative discharge at that time, and he will be come back home, and he loves him very, very much, and everything going to be just fine and dandy, and I don't see any problems. He thinks of you, he loves you, and also he got sick there as well, so he went to dispensary, and so he is also in the hospital, and he would be all right soon, and you shouldn't be worried about him at all. Just keep your faith alive, and he'll be back, and you'll be very happy. And
but
he
if
also
he comes
wants
back,
to
will he
marry
ask me
you.
To marry him? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. You guys going to marry and have actually 2 kids, I see.
When do you marry me?
One boy, one girl. Yeah. By the Christmas or on the Christmas, I see he will marry you. The date would be on that day, and he will propose to you when he come back. And then he will marry you. Okay? Yes.
Okay.
No worries. Everything going to be fine. Just be positive and have good thoughts.
Oh,
positive thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you very
yes,
much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we are out of time. And thank you very much, everybody. And yes, and happy Father's Day, everybody. And wish you all the best. And goodbye, my dear ones. And remember to laugh more.